The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
It's often helpful to start a period of meditation by consciously relaxing. And so we'll begin with a couple of deeper breaths. And as you exhale, connecting to the relaxing qualities of the out-breath. And letting the breathing return to normal. It can also be helpful in meditation to consciously relax the body, the muscles of the body, which often supports our ability to relax any mental tension. So beginning with some softening of the muscles of the body, in particular in places where you tend to hold tension. Relaxing your face and jaw. Your neck and shoulders. Your arms and hands. Relaxing your chest and upper back, all the muscles all the way around your rib cage. Letting go of tension in your stomach and abdomen, middle and lower back. Relaxing your hips and buttocks. Legs. Knees, ankles, feet. I also find it really helpful after having consciously relaxed the muscles of the body to see if there can be some relaxation inside the body. Allowing a relaxation behind the eyes. Inside the throat. Relax the heart. And the lungs. Relax the stomach. The intestines. all of your organs. And see too if you can let go of any mental tension. Letting go of any thoughts, reflections of the past, any worries or concerns of the future. Even any thoughts or concerns about the present moment. Having consciously relaxed the body and mental tension as much as is possible in this moment. Sometimes it's interesting to see if the mind and body know how to relax just a little bit more. By dropping in a request into the mind and body and seeing how they respond to that request. Dropping in the request, may the body relax. And then not trying to do anything, but just notice how the mind and body respond to that request. May the body relax. May the body relax. May mental tension release. From this place this container of as much relaxation as you can connect with in this moment. See if from this place of relaxation, there's a kind of a natural awareness of what the experience in the present moment is. Not in a specific way, but in a very broad, spacious way. Maybe a sense of the whole body. Maybe awareness of the sense of the uprightness of the body, of your hands and buttocks and feet. Or maybe a sense of even a field of vibratory life energy in the body. allowing your awareness to open to experience in a very broad, relaxed way, as if you were looking out at a panoramic landscape, not needing to focus on anything in particular, just being with the experience. Allowing hearing to be included also. Again, no need to focus at this point. We're just seeing if we can connect with a kind of a natural, relaxed awareness. And from this place of whatever sense of relaxed awareness you have, see if you can invite the experience of breathing into that field of relaxed attention, allowing the attention to stay broad. Wherever you have a sense of the breathing, allowing that to be included. I sometimes find it helpful not to have the sense of looking at the breathing directly, but rather allowing it to kind of infuse this sense of awareness, infuse this relaxed awareness. Almost as if you were attending to it, but not looking at it directly. Allowing all the other experiences to be in this field of awareness, but giving a little bit of preference to the experience of breathing. Allowing the awareness to stay broad and relaxed. See if you can allow the breath to fill this broad, relaxed attention, as if the breath filled the body and expanded out into the room. So that rather than having a sense of narrowing down the attention to pay attention to the breathing, there's the sense of the breathing getting really big. If you find that tension creeps in, if the mind begins to contract or the body gets tense around the breathing, it's fine to let go of the breath and See if you can allow the body and mind to relax again. And then gently, softly invite the breath to come back into awareness. Could even use a request for that. May the awareness receive the breathing. The mind will wander, of course. When you wake up, noticing that the mind has lost its connection with the breathing, relax. No need to judge this perfectly normal activity of mind. So when you notice, relax, relax the body. See if you can relax any mental tension that might have crept in. And then invite the breath to come to you.